It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious saints of God. Lord, thank you for the day that you saved us. And God, that we're in you, you're in us. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that sealed us unto the day of redemption, that the Holy Spirit of God now indwells every true born-again child of God, that greater is he that liveth in you than he that is in the world. And Father, we have no strength apart from our precious Lord. But God, would you help us as your children to so yield ourselves to our Savior, to so love him, to so walk with him, to so follow him. And Lord, may we bow to the truth of the eternal Word of God. I pray you bless the listening audience today. God, that one that may be sick, would you touch? Lord, that one that may have death in their family or sickness, God, would you give strength? Lord, I pray for every little church, every little group of believers, God, that the devil's attacking and trying to destroy. Oh, Father, I pray your presence would be lifted up and be felt, and may our strength simply come from the Lord. Then, Father, I pray today for that individual soul without Christ, that little do they realize it, but they're just one step, one heartbeat away from hell. And oh, that they trust Jesus even at this moment. There's an eternal hell that's waiting for them out there if they reject Jesus Christ. But there's an eternal heaven the moment that they trust him as their Savior. And Father, help us to honor you today in all we do. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What an honor it is to be your guest today. And if you will, would you open the most precious book that's ever been written, God's Eternal Word. Let's turn back in our Bibles in the New Testament, to 2 John, and we're looking at verse number 7. As we left the radio yesterday, we was dealing with the first part of this, but I want us to finish verse number 7 here today. I think it's very important because the battle that's in the world today is Christ and the Antichrist, truth and untruth, right against wrong. And can I say to you, it's Satan and his followers against God and his Son. Oh, my soul, whose side are you on today? Well, who are you living? Where are you living? We're living in a world that Satan wants to control it. Yet, the Lord saved us and left us here. And look what it says in verse number 7. Many deceivers are entered into the world. Well, the whole thing about it is God has allowed Satan to have control of this world. In other words, this world is not the kingdom of God's right now. It's been placed in the hands of Satan. And If you'll remember, in the New Testament, Jesus came from the waters of baptism, and he's in the mountains, and Satan offered him the kingdoms of this world. Well, how could he do that? Because they were in his hands. But can I say this? There is coming a day that Satan is going to be put down. He's going to be imprisoned. And Jesus Christ is going to be the king that's going to rule and reign over in Jerusalem on the throne of David. And praise God, he is going to be king, Lord of lords, and king of kings. His kingdom is going to rule. And can I say to you that in the day that we're living in, God has allowed many deceivers entered into the world. Their ambition is to confess. Now, look at that little word, confess. In other words, a deceiver will never confess the truth. A false teacher will never tell you the truth. They will never confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And you can know them because this is a deceiver. And what is he? He is in an antichrist. The word antichrist, against Christ. Can I say to you that religion is against Christ? Our governments are against Christ. Our education system is against Christ. Our legal system is against Christ. Our news media is against Christ. You say, preacher, are you saying they're all anti-Christ? Well, are they telling you that Jesus Christ is the only Savior? Are they telling you that he came in this world and became flesh and died on the cross? Are they embracing the gospel? No. If they're not, in fact, let me say this too. Religion, there's more people going to die and go to hell with religion because they're religious people, but they do not have truth. The little church building where you're going to, is truth being proclaimed there? Has God given you a man of God that's preaching to you the word of the Lord? The truth is that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose again the third day. This is the gospel. And Paul writes in the book of Romans and said that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We use this verse of scripture all the time. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want you to hear the truth that Jesus is the one that died on the cross and took your place. He's the only one that can save us. Little did I know this as a little boy. But oh, when the Holy Spirit of God touched my heart and showed me how lost I was, I didn't even know how to trust him, but he gave me the faith of the Son of God to believe him in. And it's worked all these years. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, there is no salvation anywhere else. There's these cults. In fact, notice the scripture here. He said, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. If a man will not tell you the truth who Jesus Christ is, he's not just a good teacher. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a good man. Can I say to you, he's absolute God and perfect man. He is the only Savior. Now, look at verse number 8. Here the Holy Spirit touches and says, look to yourselves. Well, who's he talking about here? Have we not been talking in the first verses that as a child of God, first of all, we're introduced to truth. And then we're to walk in truth. Then we're to walk in love. And then in this walk of life, there's many deceivers that wants to trip you up, that wants to confuse you, that wants to send you down the wrong road. And folks, I want to say to you, you be careful what Bible you read out of. You be careful who you listen to. Don't receive everything. Let it be the pure word of God. A man of God that will not tell you the truth about Christ, my friend, he's not a man of God. Look to yourselves. In other words, you are responsible yourself for what you're doing. What does it mean here to look to yourself? All right? How are you walking? How are you loving? What's on your mind? What is it that you want to do? Do you want to serve God? Do you want to honor Him? When God saves a person, He puts that in your heart. I backslid. Well, I run from God to keep from preaching. I'm ashamed to announce that. But I did. I mean, to preach the Word of God was, I didn't feel like I was qualified. I didn't like, Lord, surely you don't want me. Hey, there's some fellas in school, I'm sure they're qualified better, but not me. And I run. But did you know something? I never got away from the Word of God. Oh, the times that the Lord spoke to me. I mean, I'll never forget that morning. I had a sales job. I have a company car. I had my own route. I was going up in the world. I had a wife. I had two babies. I had bought my own home. I was succeeding in life. And I backed out of the driveway and God said, I can stop you anytime I want to, son. And I even stopped the car. I mean, Him speaking to me. I mean, I knew the road that I was on, that old 57 Chevrolet. Hey, the front end could have come out, and it didn't matter which side you wrecked on the road, you was dead, because everything on that road runs 70 miles an hour. And I mean, I got to thinking, and God began to deal with my, I never got away from it. Look to yourselves. Do you realize your condition? Are you living for God? I may be talking to someone today that God's called you to be a missionary, or to be a preacher, or to just be a man for God, to be the daddy you need to be, or the mama you need to be, or a young person that you need to stand right. Whatever it is, look to yourself. Are you right with God? If you're not, get right with God. How do you do that? You simply say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Help me to love you. And let truth possess your mind and your life. Let Jesus be real in your life and honor Him and love Him and serve Him. It's all about Jesus. Look to yourselves, but yield to Him. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.